Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It is wonderful to check in with Ann Swordfeger with Stratford Festival. She is on the line. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And it's great to check in because when we talk Stratford Festival, we're thinking warmer weather and gosh, we even got the time change this weekend. But we're in rehearsals already, is that right?
We are into rehearsals. We're just about a month into rehearsals now for Annie anyway, and we have six shows in the rehearsal hall. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that's incredible. So
half.
Wow, I love it, especially because folks don't think about sometimes behind the scenes. You know, they think about the upcoming season, but gosh, all the rehearsals, everything, all the prep gets started quite early in the year.
It does, and for a regular theater as opposed to the festival, which is repertory, the rehearsal period usually is a much shorter amount of time. But here at the festival, we have to, each of the actors have to rehearse a couple of shows at the same time. And of course, we make all of our own costumes and props and sets. So that has to be baked in as well. So people in those departments behind the scenes have been hard at work for a number of months now. And wow, the results are incredible. I go downstairs every day that I can to see the work being done by our artisans, and it absolutely blows me away. And then I have to walk up three stories, so I'm getting my steps in as well.
There you go. So you mentioned Annie is in rehearsal, is that right? What are the other shows in rehearsal?
Annie is in rehearsal. The other musical, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, is. We have As You Like It in rehearsal, Macbeth, and The Winter's Tale just started. As well, we have Anne of Green Gables. So the two Annes are hard at work becoming wonderful family and grown-up shows, too.
Yeah, it's going to be another great variety. And boy, the buzz with Macbeth, with Robert Lepage directing, Tom McCamus, Lucy Peacock. Wow.
Yeah, it looks amazing. And of course, because Robert Lepage is directing, it sort of takes they have a different artistic process. So we're going to get to see some work on stage there fairly soon, so I'll have to tell you all about that. The set looks incredible. The costumes are really getting underway. It's set in the biker wars, so the 1980s and 90s. There's a lot of leather in our wardrobes, and the jackets and pants and vests. They're all getting distressed, and patches are being put on them, and some are being painted. Really extreme distressing on those leather jackets to make them look completely worn. In some cases, the jackets are even going to be set on fire.
Oh my gosh. Well, I love these sneak peeks, these early previews that you have for us, Anne, to kind of set the stage. And let's talk a little bit about Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. We know, of course, Annie, the big musical, but Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, this is going to be a real treat.
Fun, and it features Jonathan Goad and Liam Tobin, who were together in Spamalot a couple of years ago. So I think this is really going to be a treat for everyone. Big comedy, you know, off the charts. People will remember the Steve Martin movie. And I don't know when that came out, but I remember laughing hysterically at it. And this is very similar, but it's a stage musical. Going to be a whole lot of fun. And the designs for this, incredible. It takes place on the French Riviera, as did last year's La Cage aux Folles.
Okay.
So we get to stay in the French Riviera at the Avon for another musical this year. And the set is really got huge, wonderful surprises in it, as is always fun in a play. But it's got an Art Deco feel, and you feel very much like you're at a resort, at one of those old-fashioned French resorts. Not that I've ever been to one, but I have seen them on TV. and the costumes, all kinds of resort wear. And I think you get an idea of the fun of the show by knowing how many different types of costumes. There are going to be 160 costumes, and they are everything from cowboys, nuns, croupiers, tennis players, people dressed up to go for dinner or to go out and sit by the beach. Like, it's just an incredible array of resort wear designed all by Sue LePage, and then Lorenzo Savuini has designed the beautiful set for this, which really is incredible. So, yeah, that's Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. I can't wait.
And you are whetting our appetite. This sounds fantastic. So we should remind folks, tickets are now available.
So, yes, you can get tickets by going to our website, stratfordfestival.ca, or giving us a call at 519-273-1600. And if you use the promo code LOCAL, you can get $25 tickets for Annie or Anne of Green Gables for the first few previews. So see it first. Tickets start at $25 with that local promo, and let us know what you think of the show.
I think that sounds terrific. And what a great promo code, LOCAL.
LOCAL. For all my friends on CJCS.
Perfect. And thanks so much. Oh, my gosh. And we've just scratched the surface here of all the great shows that are going to be coming up for this 2025 season with Stratford Festival. Well, I have lots more to talk about. But in the meantime, use that promo code LOCAL and get in some great deals and previews for both Annie and Anne of Green Gables. How exciting is that? And this sounds great.
I'm so glad to hear it. I have to tell you more about Annie and Anne of Green Gables. We'll do that next week. That promo code is going to be good until the 17th of March. So we'll have time to talk about those two shows so people can catch them and use the bargain.
You bet. Get in on the fun. StratfordFestival.ca. Ann Swerdfeger. Our favorite Ann. Ann Swerdfeger.
Yes, lots of Anns in Stratford this year.
Thanks, Ann.
Great to talk to you, Jamie.